Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. It's definitely spring in New England. Still cool, but the daffodils up and they're blooming. The birds are beside themselves with glee. On foggy mornings, the young, inexperienced males are so gung-ho to find a mate, they're likely to ricochet off my windows when they see their own reflection. I've tried to put plants in most of the windows and cover up the worst of them. But trying to anticipate what an inexperienced young male will do looking for a female is pretty hard. I sometimes suspect I could cover the whole house with a black bag and then still suspect there was a female hidden in here somewhere. And I suppose I count as one, and certainly Fricka counts as one, but seriously, folks, I can't imagine any cardinal, blue jay, or bird of any other species who would figure he had a chance with either one of us. So it's a delightful time of year. It's in that narrow zone between when the perennials are starting to come up and they're a brilliant neon green, and the grass is turning green, but it's not growing enough that I have to worry about mowing it. So there's more time to enjoy. And even doing chores like keeping the sinkhole in my driveway filled with rocks are enjoyable. Bringing in wood, rearranging my wood pile, that's enjoyable too. Because at this time of the year, the wood is dry. And I don't have to keep a fire going all the time. Just build one first thing in the morning and let it die out. Come on in, kitty. It's a good spring too, because this spring I have a new door. My old door was a steel door and it warped. Something I never knew they did. And sometimes it would close and sometimes it wouldn't. And then toward the end, it never closed. So now I have a new door and it shuts and it's energy efficient. And because I have little dogs, I even got a door that has one of those lever handles, because then I can open it with my elbow when my hands are filled with wood or when I'm bringing in groceries. Not that I would advise anyone who has a large dog to get a door with a handle like that. I've heard from too many clients and friends how easily large dogs figure out how to open that door all by themselves, using those little brains and those cognitive skills that some say they don't have. But that's another nice thing about spring. You can't help but see what's going on in the wild animal kingdom, as well as the domestic animal kingdom, to realize how incredibly smart they are. Or maybe they're just energy efficient, and maybe that built-in energy efficiency is the only thing that compels them to do all those amazing things. I have no problem with that. But if that's the case, and it doesn't reflect their intelligence, then I think we have to say the same thing about ourselves. Everything that passes for intelligence in our society just reflects the most energy-efficient way for us to get what we want, too. And if you look at things that way, human behavior becomes a lot more understandable, too, especially when you look at our so-called leaders. But I prefer not to. I have much better role models all around me, in plants as well as animals. I like them. I love them because they're so doggone elegant. So if you haven't done it already, get outside and walk around. Don't go out with any purpose other than to look and discover what's there on the ground, in the trees, in the garden that wasn't there the day before. Pay attention to it. All these little miracles out there. All the things that are changing, all the different sounds. If you're like me and live near a river, you can really hear the river now. You can hear the cat. The cat's very happy. He's just come in. The birds I mentioned. Insects. Oh, the insects are getting started, aren't they? All the different insect sounds. Enjoy them. Make them part of you. Let them join the other tiny populations, like all those friendly microorganisms that live inside your body and keep you healthy, both physically and mentally. I don't think there's any season of the year that gives us more proof that we're all in this together. Sometimes we humans are so egotistical. It's a message that we need to pay attention to again and again and again, with the hopes that individually and collectively, at some point, we just might get it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.